KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 65 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 88. So far, we picked up 1.25 inches of rainfall overnight for the past 24 hours, ending today at 7 a.m. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. A man and woman from Clarinda were arrested early this morning on theft charges in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 27-year-old Zachary Allen Colbank of Clarinda was arrested at around 2:40 a.m. for theft in the fifth degree. His bond was set at $300. And 26-year-old Sarah Ann Billy of Clarinda was arrested in the 300 block of East Elm Street in Red Oak at around 3:35 a.m. on a valid Page County warrant for theft in the third degree. Her bond was set at $2,000. Police in Stewart late last night issued an alert on their social media page about a search underway for two suspects. Since their initial post was made, authorities said they were looking for Joshua Irvin Subert. Subert fled from police on foot in the 500 block of West Front Street. He's wanted on six burglary and theft-related warrants out of three different counties. A Guthrie County Sheriff's Office canine unit was used to assist in the search. However, due to the weather, that search was suspended. If you know where Subert is, you can contact the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office at 641-747-2214 or dial 911. There's no photo of him currently available for posting on our website. Subert is not considered dangerous, and officials say they do not believe the public is in any danger. Another person with Subert at the time was located and interviewed, and charges may be filed against that person at a later date. Roman Catholic officials say a priest charged with solicitation after a prostitution sting in southwest Iowa has been suspended from public ministry. The Diocese of Des Moines said in a statement that Reverend Dominic Yamoa had discussed his arrest on Saturday in Hamburg with Bishop Richard Pates. A statement released Monday said Yamoa, quote, very sincerely regrets his actions, that he and the diocese will fully cooperate with authorities. The 40-year-old Yamoa was pastor of churches in Clarinda, Bedford, and Villisca. He's since bonded out of jail. The diocese says it will make arrangements for a replacement pastor during the suspension, which remains in place pending the outcome of the investigation and legal proceedings. The Atlantic Police Department says numerous arrests took place over the past week. Most recently, on Saturday, 21-year-old Bryce Baker of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication. Last Friday, 28-year-old Robert Mayfield of Okmulgee, Oklahoma, was arrested in Atlantic on a Jasper County warrant for lottery ticket fraud. Back on July the 7th, 27-year-old Damian Selders of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for burglary in the third degree. Selders was arrested the day before as well on a possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia charge. On July the 4th, three people were arrested in Atlantic on Cass County warrants. 46-year-old Dwayne Bolton and 19-year-old Lucas Stone, both of Atlantic, were arrested for failure to appear in court. And 38-year-old Rose Peters of Emerson was arrested on a warrant for possession of a controlled substance. And on July the 1st, 50-year-old Thomas Jackson of Council Bluffs was arrested in Atlantic after he turned himself in on a warrant for parole violation. All of the subjects mentioned were booked into the Cass County Jail. Jackson later posted bond and was released. In the funeral announcements, Marcia Schilberg, age 82, of Atlantic, died Thursday in Overland Park, Kansas. Funeral services for Marcia Schilberg will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Donald Hipner, age 88, of Avoca, died Saturday at Amelia Place. Funeral services for Donald Hipner will be held Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Marcia Goddard, age 61, of Rural Stewart, died Saturday. A visitation tribute for Marcia Goddard will be tomorrow from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home, Dexter Chapel. Cole Anderson, age 46, of Irwin, died Saturday at Murtuba Medical Center in Harlan. Memorial services for Cole John Anderson will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gordon Ohm, age 90, of Arnold's Park, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gordon Edward Ohm will be Friday at noon at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Jay Hoogaveen, age 84, of Griswold, died July the 3rd. A celebration of life service for Jay Hoogaveen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Griswold Community Building. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. And Dwayne Anderson, age 81, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dwayne Anderson will be this Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.